الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، I want to remind myself and you of the importance of scheduling. We all want to be productive and we want to achieve great things. Everyone does. I don't think there's anyone in the world who wakes up in the morning and says, I don't want to achieve anything today. I don't think that happens. Everyone wants to do something. But not everyone manages to do that. And the reason is not lack of inspiration. The reason is lack of structure, lack of scheduling. All the inspiration in the world will not get you success. For success, you need the steps to success. And there are four steps to success. The first one is thought, which is the goal, which is the inspiration that you need, you want to achieve something. So the first step is the thought. The second step is the theory. How will you do it? The strategy for it. The third step is to apply that theory in a small way. A pilot project, which we call proof of concept. That's the proof that the theory actually works. And the fourth one is the implementation of it, on the large scale, whatever it is. To just give you an example, a lot of us today like to talk about the Khilafat. We say we should establish the Khilafat. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with the thought. And people say that the reason why the Muslim Ummah is this way and that way is because we do not have a country of our own. We should have an Islamic state, right? So, as a thought, that is a nice thought. We should have an Islamic state. But if you ask a couple of basic fundamental questions, there are no answers. For example, if you ask, fine, sure, you should have an Islamic state. We agree, we should have a Khalifa. Tell me, what is the process of electing a Khalifa? Do you have a process or have you started thinking now? Is there a process? No. Do you have a theory how this process, how is it going to happen? Who will become Khalifa? Who will accept whoever wants to become Khalifa? No process. Second question. What is the fiscal policy of this Islamic state? What is the source of income for the government? 2.5% zakat is not enough to run any country, believe me. That's not going to happen. So, what is the source of income? Number three question. What is a banking system for this Islamic state? We know what not to do, which is we don't deal in interest. But do you know what to do? No. Qarz-e-Hasana is a one-on-one personal loan model. It does not work on a commercial scale. So, what's the process? How will this Islamic state come to be? And I can ask you any number of questions. I don't want to waste time. I'm just saying that the reason why these things don't happen is because there is no structure in the mind. We don't want to apply ourselves to do that. We think that having a thought is enough, having an inspiration is not enough. And we have classic examples of failed Muslim states, any number of them. All started with the same idea. We should have an Islamic state, and what you find is complete chaos. Not because of lack of desire, but because of lack of application, lack of structure. And therefore, scheduling is very important. Whether it's one of my nephews here preparing for their exams, or whether it is someone who wants to run the Khilafat of the Muslims, the rule is the same. Prepare a structure and stick to that structure. The key is not making timetables, but sticking to the timetable. Anybody can make a timetable. The key is to stick to the timetable and ensure that you actually do those things in those time slots that you put on there. Scheduling and structure is the key to success, is the key to productivity, nothing else. Everyone has got the same 24 hours, nobody has 1 second more. But some people manage to achieve a huge amount of stuff in that 24 hours, where other people, we start wondering, where did the day go? What happened to the day? And time passes, believe me, time passes. One of my major realizations, every week, every Jummah, because I have to do the khutbah here, one Jummah is barely over, the next Jummah is ready. Strange. I mean, I have to think of the khutbah topic, make this, make that, you know, write the thing. I mean, you barely wake up from the last Jummah, next Jummah is ready. Which means 1 week has gone. Imagine that, 1 whole week has gone, and if you sit down and say, what did I achieve in that 1 week? May Allah forgive us. I mean, I don't know what we are going to put on the paper. So I remind myself and you, let us get serious with our lives. Prepare a timetable. Get clear. What do you want to achieve? Prepare a timetable for that. How are you going to achieve? What's the strategy? And apply that strategy. The key is application. It's not writing numbers. It's not writing timetables. Not all of that is our steps to actually applying it. If we don't actually apply it, all the timetables in the world will not help. And that's why it's very important for that discipline of applying that timetable, of discipline of getting up in the morning and doing whatever you have written to do. That is the great $64,000 secret to success, is to actually work. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do this and to bless those efforts with His barakah so that the result is more than what effort we put in. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with the result of that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.